Colossians 1, verse 11. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy. In the Old Testament, patience can be used where the translators used long-suffering. The intent of the word changes, some, based on the words before and after its usage. But in the New Testament, especially Colossians 1:11 and 2 Timothy 3:10, patience and long-suffering are used in the same sentence, revealing to us that there is a difference. Okay, now here it is. Here are some sticky words and let them stick to you. Patience is a hyper-persistence to abide in Christ while waiting on God. And long-suffering is long passion with fierce determination to not be moved. Now there's a really important definition to hear, so I'm going to say it again. Patience is a hyper-persistence to abide in Christ while waiting on God, and long-suffering is long passion, meaning to breathe hard after, with fierce determination to not be moved. As with kindness and compassion, which are both masculine nouns, here we have another righteous pair, long-suffering and patience, which are feminine nouns. They are like two sisters who go together. If we find long-suffering acting in our hearts, we can rest assured patience is very nearby. There are actually quite a few pairs which the Lord has put together and don't act independently of each other. To name a few, hope and purpose, kindness and compassion, and long-suffering and patience. If hope comes to visit, make two beds in your spare room because her sister purpose is also staying. If you set a place at the table for kindness, set two, because his brother compassion expects to join the party also. From God's perspective, you can't have one without the other because kindness without compassion is called deceit. If we set sail with long-suffering, patience insists on being at the helm also. Patience says, I will abide in Christ while we wait. And long-suffering says, I refuse to budge from my place of forbearance while patience does her work. I figure since God is long-suffering, it makes perfect sense to me that if the Spirit of God dwells within us, then He will begin to demonstrate or manifest His characteristics within us as a fruit of the Spirit. Some church folks think, when the Lord inhabits their heart, somehow their journey will be blue skies, gentle breezes, moonbeams, and merry-go-rounds, and that's simply not so. I don't believe the idea of long-suffering and patience is in our nature, unless it's to get something we want. In fact, I'm pretty sure that mankind, left to their own thinking, is nothing but a downward spiral, and we exclusively need Jesus to find the updraft necessary to fly beyond the gravitational pull of this world. In our society, we tend to split things out into their own little categories. It is a method used to measure how well we're doing. It makes a calculatable outcome easier to predict with a measurable probability of success. God sees the fruits of the Spirit quite differently, though. 2 Timothy 3:10. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, and perseverance. Paul doesn't just equate purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, and perseverance as separate things, but as a lifestyle and a doctrine that defines us. Long-suffering, along with the other fruits of the Spirit, are more than just beliefs we hold. Literally, they are principles of governing policy. Did you get that? They are principles of governing policy. Long-suffering and patience are part of what governs our appetites. Be honest about what is really in your heart. Who or what governs your appetites? And do you know what, how, and why you allow those things or that person to define you?